Very much, Chair President Storey. Your comrade, thank you very much. And also to the Honourable Man, your comrade, and to the extent of the questions here today. You know, I wish to Bertram that a remote amount of the same attention and interest will be displayed in the wonderful things we're doing in standard public works programs, the community works programs. But of course, the nature of the beef here, so we also welcome to the media that interest. Now, we'd like to agree with you, but I'd also thank you for the opportunity of coming here. We met you in March. You paid an oversight visit to the department in August. And I think that we've consistently, on our side, indicated that we, certainly myself, greatly value we indicate. Actually, we don't see them as they're robots typically, but we don't see them as hostile. We see them as telling us as a department and as an industry to really deal with a department that I think would agree has been in a difficult situation. We think progress is today, but we also know that it's a long way to go, so we appreciate the opportunity to engage citizen and to have these robust engagements on themselves. I should indicate that I think that members would be aware that Cabinet is meeting this morning, and that's the reason why Minister Kessie is not here with us this morning. He sends his apologies, but would like to be here. We also would, our intention, as you've indicated, would be to make a presentation to provide members of the committee with an update on progress that is being made. So it's a potential disciplinary case.
To who have sort of the fact that in those cases, are as follows. The cases that have been reported in the Catholic Church were 200. And after investigation, certain matters were then referred for placement of conditions to the various units. In some of the cases, they related to problems, which is outside of the scope of the Catholic Church. Most of them come from the Muslim community. After progress has been made with regard to those 50 cases were then further, some cases were further referred to and what law enforcement needs to and the amount of 15 cases. Offered that 200, there are 7 cases that are still in progress. 64 of the cases today have been finalized, the new quality model, and they have got to the state so that they actually get the work. They also improve as well as the those cases that may have been investigated where there's no suspect for order, which is not very much around this. The fact that they've been completed and are being implemented and the fact that recommendations made are in plan. The main draft investigation has not yet been started. Then I would have the table chair that would show just the when the things were said, but when the transaction the year in which the transaction relates and provide the sum of what I needed and to reflect on where we are. But Chair, I have said there are 89 cases that have been completed, which are now, which have been issued as the reduction from the case that I currently running. Of the 89, 81 reports were, 81 reports recommended that we did in the cases instead of the service is not actually in patient care. 31 cases. Suddenly there was a magic to work with in the inner case that is now overdosing. 11 was recommended that we take 11 in a specific particular. 3 reports recommended, 5 children or 6 have been shot. I mean, the power of mine that are good. Revealed that there was either no evidence or insufficient evidence to such patient data. 12 comments also that we effect business improvement and efficiency in the efficiency of in the general conduct. That happened. So just to go to some of the cases, what similar cases have been submitted. There is a case 143-05-13. That relates to Mabusha Consulting, for which a criminal case has been, a criminal case was registered with SARS for possible misrepresentation against the Also, at case number 566, also a very popular endeavor, which is the relation of the trade with the Sambuna, who are going to be shared with the Japan. Allegations are that Bila, Lin, Sambuna was offered a bribe by the company. And it was then called in terms of the case. And after the investigation starts, there's a case of Mr. Mafueda, Mr. Mulaba, who are departmental officials. The allegation was that there was that offer involved in this research. So the case number is 863-6-2020. This was handed over to staff who was in the work manager. But the chief works manager was appointed and sent him 3 months of friendship in it. Without being or failure to play the relationship, which was allowed to be the relationship. In the case also, case number 1524, slash 9 of 21, which was related to the fund consulting and project management. This one was an allegation of investigation by first provider for using credentials of some of the parties that important portion of us as a registered engineer of the company without so we granted again the previous one on cost the case was given to the staff. The project manager was found guilty for insisting that the payment made first provider by you was made aware of this application by an internal process. Unfortunately, the sanction was 2 months suspension and the conduct of the damages and what was to try and ensure that I would find that then there is case number 1 of 2013. So it's case number 14 of 2013.
Yes, Chairperson, thank you. On a point of order, it's very difficult to follow what is going on here. You know, we are hearing that there's been some kind of action in progress, which I'm very pleased to hear. But it's not possible to engage effectively if we've got nothing in front of us. So I'm making some notes here, and there's a whole string of things coming through, but we're not able to ask any effective questions. So I'm afraid SCOPE is unable to actually, you know, interrogate this problem. So we really do need to get some kind of document or information or something, because we want to look for patterns, etc. If we're going to assist them, that's what we need to do. So I know this is useful, but not very. So, Chairperson, I think we can get something. Thank you.
That's fine. Copies have been made. I suspect they are almost already here, so we'll get copies. I apologize for that. Okay, Gigi,
there is another case, Chair. Case number 91/9 of 2013. This relates to Kabeni Corrupt Agency.
Right, now that we have a copy,
on page 9.
I saw you one day.
Thank you.
Because of the nature show the information. But still, nonetheless, to talk to it. Just to ensure that our engagement here has much digitized and straight from processes and still. So that we have a friend of the people who is talking.
we were given it in, largely because of the inability to deal with the regular expense of the business which is later there for the project. And I need to confirm that what is important is important at the time of complete story. In order to correct that, we had to go back to where it started, go through all records, for over 20 years. But we could not conclude that by the time we did that. For the TMT, we had completed it for it to be the Department of Public Works, which was audited, and there was a contract that was in the company, except for the same where the TMT expenses were completed. So in that regard, sir, going forward, we are effectively saying, going forward, you are now on a good footing for us to account for us appropriately on this already as much as we had. And second is we have developed strategies to deal with the prevention as well as the but an exercise that was part of our decision. So in the current year, we had to go back to previous years and raise 442 million for GBW and 83 for PNGB. And then irregular expenditure occurred for transaction that relates to the current year, we will discover in the current year, 481 in the department and 131 in the PNG. That is the amount by which we were paying the previous year.
431 million.
And of those, there were amounts that went through the process and were condoled.
So that's the 11 million, 947,000.
Yes. The same on food lesson, sorry, for food lesson is for expenses. Always balancing the TPW books, which is 9.3 million, and it's going to be 2.2 million. In going back to establish the commitment in order to account fully for things that may have been misstated in previous years, we uncovered 50.5 of the case and worth of interest, which we then adjusted off and just to reflect. And then the one that relates to the current year is 4.2 in the vote and 15.2 in the PLG. And of those amounts, 14,000 were dealt with and controlled after affording the people's that's main and therefore subject to the position of that gives us now a figure of 1.4 million on the vote and 24.5 million in the combined total of shares. As the committee requested, we will try and break down into kingdom of the cases. The cases that amount that spent on the two of the case are below 500. On prepared with expenditure amount to 44.9 million for 80% of the total. And that reflects a total of 1,251 most of these cases are where they were we come to the application that contributes. And cases that are between 500 and 1,000, about 6 of them, vary the average. So 500,000 to 1 million amounts to 16.1 million, 6 of them, and comprise 16,
some of the Jesus here. I'm trying to think of it. Then those that are between 5 million and 20 million, we brought them amount to 6.2 million, and then they constituted 2% of the total, and there was just for 4 cases. Then there's one of cases that are above 20 million and amounts to 120, for 2 of them. And if you look at the cost, it's 45% of the total of 24. That is for the PMG. For the PW, the vote, cases that are below 500 of a million are 145. They constitute 2% of the total. Those between a million, 500 and 2 million, they constitute 1% of the total, and the number of convictions are about 2. And then 500,000 are below 5, amount to 11.2 million. They constitute 9% of the total, and then 6% of the total. And then cases above 20. Two of them, they constitute the bulk of the presentation of some English stuff. In any case, when we come to the regular expenditure for PMG, which now is sitting at 2.6. Small cases under 500 cost to 6% and about 16,400 those between half a million and a million, they cost 9% of the total, about 10,300. Between a million and 5, the amount of 499 million total. They constitute 90% and there are 250 transactions that are performed. Those above 5 but below 20 constitute 478 for 18% of the total and there are 50 cases of that are performed. 60 transactions that are performed. 20 are those that are past 20 million. Constitutes 24%, and there are about 14 different transactions from the fund assistant of that. For DPW, we recorded the amount spending at 1.045 million, of which the case under half a million amounts to 317 or 30% of the total, and the number of transactions that we have is 40,000 transactions. These are the things that have to be therefore taking quite a lot of time and amount of resources to make those transactions from 2010. Those between half a million to a million, 11% or 112 million, 5 million to 5 million, 217 for the 1% of the case. 5 to 20 million constitute 241 million, and for the 20% of the total. And those above 20, they constitute 15%, and the transactions involved are 4. I think I believe that the shop is provide better things to the case of this case. The nature of the better to do then understand what is the nature of the misdemeanor or non-demand that leads to negative charges. Part of the misdemeanor is so much there, right? Trying the incidents vary from non-compliant with the vision limits, not following the vision of the property. Finances is extended because children are poor, commanding to compromise the vision. Remember where why you may enter into a financial situation of others needed over time, over the granted, after work and work the opportunity was always getting that time after running. The litigation exercise 2,082,599 pounds cost. Where there were other SDM processes in terms of German chapter, the classification was not followed, they amounted to 6,000 or the and that involved quite a sizable number of transactions in 1962. The issues right on where that leads to those functions that they needed to see from which need to hold to and they led to the leads to the amount of what they from a tool. Then there are issues that were referred to FIU that then were identified as irregular for which they case and provide those amount to 185.6 million. Where were cases of contracts granted where debt was paid when I did not on the file or were not there? 7.3 million rents went in those cases. Transfer payments not approved by National Council. I think it's the case of the that amount is money that is transferred to CFII in order for them to cut the costs of our criminal court, which was improvised from the Appropriation Act, and therefore that image was for which we have then transfer payment not made into a primary bank account, and those relate to the contract transfers in terms of the division. There are instances where we make payments into accounts that we give beneficiaries, that's the upstairs department, which were not designated. So I feel I jumped there at the issue of that if you gave us a chance, we just said as we can. Information of the next one is subtraction wasteful expenditure for DPW. The cases range from amounts net as of accrued for by big amounts, which is just 4,000, and there was just one case in court. Department of Assets used by the teacher who resigned, the handled student, used the and it was just that it doesn't risk it, so that the money can then take a part of the fund at the appropriate time that it was required to use it with the tax. In the case of a 6 months SAS, that was acquired some time ago. the amount we got, 48.7 million, and there were about various tons, number of tons which we bought tax stage same payment. That was deemed special issue, because it wasn't for payment. Interest paid in overdue accounts, 150.3 million. No show fee by the basic accommodation, overpayment on stipends last year related to the income and EPWP beneficiaries amounting in total 94, arrangements for that relate to halfway for this most of and then to regard to the debt process for those who actually go to the health training not attended, 87 million. I think I will not take all of the chair. I'll go to the big one. As far as you relating to the calculation of the contract, in relation to the self-part effort, order this. This are cost for payment $5,000 and then several cases that could be reported on and that are under the SIU cases and others that where it is possible to name the vice president as wage so those cases and have been used have been investigated or have been investigated and that cases have been used to punch institutions and the and those amounts are reflected on site in the rest of the on the PMTB check, with regard to the irregular expenditure, the biggest case, the biggest contributor of 9% of that comes from FM positions. If you take that and combine it with this, the regular days to and then this thing is much misses that expire. But there's information of occupation post that because the time is required. As one of the cases that were dealing with this is not expired. The amount of the 500 million. And then the FDM process for various issues, shorting that we're looking at. These are some of the issues, some of the issues when you are used to look at it, you actually can see that there is a need for recognition that required for many capital assets, controlling the social need to be different. We have engaged as a chief procurement commission to try and find appropriate policy for but in cases where there was a non-compliance, we will be able to take this appropriate initiative in front of the market help in the environment. I think these two are the biggest contributors to that function because together they amount to nearly just protest and wasteful in the PMTE environment. The biggest one, again, is rental on unoccupied buildings. Again, none of them you will find the cases that are apart from anything to do, that is just pure corruption. Now that you are teaching, the program of this gospel will teach you from 1989 or from 14 and then the IPP, the Jesus Day, the Mobile Tour Council, the other operating expenses, the personal charge, and then the tax paid. Paid to non-vendors, apart from the installation, that the issues of the conclusion of the Chair, you just gave a sense, I think we wanted to make this project on the life of non-profit project in order to correct and work towards training. If you look at the transactions involved, it's back to misconduct fees, including the hearing of the manager. Just on the right hand side, there are 4,000 transactions in that show. And then to hide that day. Sorry, 950 transactions.
1,000
transactions. Yes. That were involved. In total, Chair, for both the regular and the wasteful expenditure, the 40,000 transactions that we just had to go to 950,000 transactions in order to identify those transactions that I need to explain that. Of which then 40,000 were actually programmed to be eradicated. And the amount involved in the 950 cases meant that we go to expenditure or transaction, then a kind of value of almost of which 1.4 in the case of the so 1.5 is amount to this product. The same applies to the PNG where we go to 49,700 transactions involved 86 billion and worth of expenses, of which 15,000 to be just amounting to 1,159 just because most of the transactions will actually be between February and May. It meant that most of our releases in the community of the organization that we had, but the place that we planned for we had planned that after that we do even further analysis of the cases that then we will be able to further actions the other people, some of which are more than the protection and the strategy commission. There are control that we face in order to ensure that at least going forward to the natural system as well as funding support the institution. We just need to make that connection so that we can as well. With regard to managing regular total financial expenditure, we then we had to do all the transactions. An exercise was completed before the end of May, and that was done. With the part of the DPWT, full analysis has been done, everything has been covered. For PMGD, we had to do further work, which is expected to be completed by the end of the so that then, even in the PMGD, we will be updated. being found on the wrong side when the heat starts to operate. We then issued a circular which was part of the government policy for practice on the 1st of April, in order to prevent further escalation of this standard thing. And that's been done. We will be creating a new SCN database and operationalizing it, and we expect that for the end of September. We've developed a policy on dealing with this thing that will then help us in ensuring that we can be able to address this on a regular basis. And never get your point when the heat change comes to the conclusion that what we have disclosed is not enough. And secondly, the actual management is not appropriate. That policy where we have discussions previously at that for. Provided teams to report on it for approval in the September EXCO accountability meeting scheduled for tomorrow. So that policy will be in place for the end of this month. What we have done is some of the critical issues that are in the policy are dealt with socially in order to ensure that this tax is intended to be. We will then complete the analysis of the regulatory expenditure in order to ensure that both BMTB and the CTR group have accounted for every transaction by March 2014 to avoid further disclosure of the regulatory. We are also, as we're doing the analysis now, finalizing the identification of responsible officials in respect of those cases that were actually created now, where there was no direct response, like a weak response. For those that are responsible, either in the national case or with whatever is part of the request that we investigated today, the SIU process. That exercise is one where the corporate register that's populated that is why, particularly because of the FHTV network process that should be completed, will be completed in total by we will also establish the investigative capacity with the unit that is investigating the case. It's not, it's not, we are using it. We will look at it. And admit or prior to by the end of this year, by then established that we're the first approval from loan is the state judge case of finalized we want to present deal with the oil process and make sure that those issues that we have on the are coded. If you look at the approach, we have done very little. Action plan of locations is what they identify there. There will be cases, there are cases that we have to be able to make sure that the president is there. But the fund has come out here. Every time you pay, you then have a contract. You will validate all new reported issues immediately to show that all the expenses are completed and then provide the initial reports that the authorities will put in the same design. We do that in the past. And let's get all reported cases within 30 days. That is the requirement. I think we want to do this open education within ourselves. So that we can strengthen our abilities to deal with the cases that we will be charging them. Because in the absence of policy, sometimes can't get create like a box nature and thousands of each of the issues that some of the students are estimated that thing are not appropriate in the relationship to the transaction involved. All reported and validated issues of regular expenditure are not reported to us at analysis of all reported cases and validation of these criteria in line with the policy will now be is now being updated. What you will have is you will find that cases that are different are either not taken or dealt with by the government, which is what now we're doing that study in the order to understand what the second issue is to then help us in ensuring that we take the necessary action to resolve the issue. The cases that have been difficult have been those that are more general issues until the end of that issue. And this is why I think that the second issue, the third issue which we have discovered, we have to correct that we make every branch manager responsible for transactions that obtain as one of the responsibilities. In that issue, it's part of the policy to the federal officials investigation, unless that the then is provided with so that then as we meet in our community management in the future, each person things that happen in the environment and what they do in both in terms of actions required and corrective measures in terms of improvement of the control. I think we have increased the accountability of the regions and the head of the branches deep one of their responsibilities. I think that's related to the dictatorship involved. I think that this is a context of life with regard to how that is done with us and just provide the committee and the honorable members with the perspective of the extent and therefore basis on which you can view our
of our commitment to the no-stone unturned and investment strategy on allegations fraud, corruption, and we are putting in place the necessary checks and balances, because that's very, very important in order to be convinced. Of course, we will punish, but I think what is important is to prevent it better. Hence, the DT is also into that measure of taking the improved strengthening of our, for coming up with new supply chain policies, the new risk management system, the new governance with better racial compliance branch, and also capacity internal investigation calls. Part of the problem to rely on the SIU, those processes are very, very and it takes time to be able to give us our own results. But some of the cases, they need us just to fit in. So you would understand that. And as you deal with these issues, we have to do the difference. Further, we just want to assure its competence. We will continue working with the SIU, because there's a lot of work which still has to be done. And we are implementing their recommendations. And their recommendations range from disciplinary actions, approaching courts to nullify some of the things. And these contracts, and there's a few of that in order to cover the damage of that. It did refer to the collusion. Here, sometimes this is between groups and individuals of official society. But I think the issue I want to bring to this committee is to say this tends to draw a lot of our resources to start taking resources, both human and financial resources. And very interesting, there's a new feature now. Officials who are charged meeting the DCs or in they go to court are represented by competent people. That means a lot of resources, even from our side. Because you can have your face, try and deal with it better. But if it's not handled properly, you end up losing that particular case. The person sits in statement and even damages. That's on the basis of that. So it's not going to be an easy one. It's going to take from the already limited resources when we deal with this particular case. So right from the experts collecting the evidence, until to the presentation, the courts, and so on, and the time which is involved. Hence, we are saying that it is going to be a protracted process. And even when you look at the statistics we're talking about here, such as a few cases, a number of cases. And the last word, the chairperson, how I wish that the members of the media can make the GM and the DC. So that they get a deep understanding of this. Not just a headline, billions on in public ways, without understanding what is going on. I'm saying this like it happened in the secret over the weekend. Administrative processes have just been interpreted differently without an understanding of what you're talking about. It might be important that they get that hearing from them after this particular session, so that they appreciate what we're dealing with. Thank you, Chairman.
Right, thank you, Minister. I'm not sure, I suppose, you presenting the third part of the issue.
In this case, with your permission, sir, please allow me to dedicate that. Again, it's just to convey its focus. Made by high cost by some of these SIU, they have been dealt with by the SIU. They will be situated in the process name for legal reasons. But you do provide this for today. It does require some to show progress.
Thank you. Thank you for that. The presentation that I did indicated it relates to it will not be the implementation of SIU recommendations. Just to say SIU investigations, the long list, however, what the presentation is about only two to focus only on reports that are received by the department. So that the report the progress again. The first matter is a well-known mechanism agreement for SADS, the Minister building involving the Slavisha Group. As we all know, the matter was investigated by the SIU, joining the public sector, and a recommendation was made that public workers must uphold the court to declare the need to bury this is done. The matter is before court. There was an application by NetBank to intervene as an interested party, and their application was granted by court, where they didn't need to participate in the process. Right? They are the financier of the land block. The matter still before court, we are awaiting dates to be in the platform. The second matter, flowing from that disagreement, is last month the public was issued the summons from NetBank for unpaid rental. They are suing the department for approximately 800 million unpaid rental. Because in their contract with Oshabangu, he had ceded rental that he was going to receive on public works to NetBank in case before in payment, in repayment of the bond of 250 million. Yes, we filed our notice of intention to defend, and this week we also filed a plea where we are defending the matter. The other matter is in relation to, as part of the implementation of the report, we had suspended the then acting AG, Mr. Bukela. The disciplinary hearing was concluded, was found guilty, and was dismissed. The next matter relates to an investigation by the SIU on the lease agreement of 11 from Mary Street, where they had recommended that Mr. Mashiani, who is the head of property, charged to the disciplinary hearing has been concluded, and we are awaiting the report of the chairperson, which we are advised that we will receive in the next 2 weeks. Another matter relates to the Netarashat Samuel, who was the DDG, who was in charge for failing to disclose private dealings with service providers and receiving payment from service providers. The disciplinary hearing was concluded. The farmer was found guilty and dismissed. Further investigations were done in the matter, and the department has also registered a criminal case in this matter. The next matter relates to investigation of in one case in the Johannesburg region, wherein the SIU found that there are 16 leases that were concluded irregularly, and also found some evidence of corruption, collusion. They recommended that we suspend and charge two employees, project managers, Mr. Mwabe and Mr. Mamani. Mr. Mamani resigned before the disciplinary hearing proceeded. Mr. Mwabe's disciplinary hearing was concluded in the first form duty and dismissed. The criminal case has been registered to the police. The charges are given employees relate to receiving payment of money from the landlord who was involved in all these two one issues, receiving of motor vehicles, payments into their personal account amounting to 286,000. That is in relation to Mr. Mwani. In relation to Mr. Mwani, was charged for corruption, similar to Mwani, for receiving a Nissan double check. They looked at 536,000 into that, and receiving various payments into his personal account to the value of 686,000. Just to recall that last month, the two Mr. Mwani was arrested. Together with the landlord, they were given bail, they held on bail, the landlord paid bail of 10,000, and Mr. Sumamani paid of 5,000. We are hearing the court this month, September, for the end of this month.
Thank you.
Flowing from that investigation of the leases, it's just like you found that out of the 16 leases, 6 leases were unoccupied. For example, the department entered into a lease agreement with the landlord, and the investigation revealed that when the SIU went to those buildings, they found that the building was either unoccupied or is occupied by another. But we paid for the total cost of the lease. As per recommendation of the FIU, we have the fact that attorneys to prepare someone to waive the attorneys to recover the amount of 28 million for creating this unoccupied the next matter relates to the this agreement in relation to 114 million, where it involves a landlord by the name of Mr. Van Nickel, a company called Majestic Properties, owned by Mr. Shabangu. SIU presented us with a report and recommended that public works oppose the court to declare this agreement invalid, and also receiving some of the officials. We have filed an application to declare this meeting today to the High Court. Mr. Bushabal has filed this intention to defend, and Mr. Van Nickel also has done the same. The matter is before the court. We are in the process of exchanging of documents between the parties, and we are awaiting a date from the court. But the building is still occupied by the client's parties. Flowing from this matter, it was found that there was the evidence of collusion, funding, corruption, and the general matter has been registered in the central center. Another matter flowing from the same report, it was recommended that officials of the department be disciplined, and two officials were from a sharing, head of property, and a deputy director mission, which is Makaiti Solon, were suspended and disciplined. The judicial hearing against Nicolani was completed. Was found guilty, and we are in a process where parties have been requested by the chairperson to provide, to submit submission to mitigation and adaptation of sentence. We have already submitted, and we have requested to make a submission that Ms. Kulani is dismissed because of the charges that she's found guilty of serious nature, because they relate to court and corruption and dishonesty. Another matter relates to the investigation that was conducted by SIU on the renovation of ministerial houses in Pretoria. There were 7 houses that were renovated. You will recall that these were houses that were renovated for new ministers and 15 years after the cabinet was expanded by the president. that's why you completed the investigation and you found irregularities that related to the basis of each board member of contractors and the supply chain process in general. The director of the siege has been charged and he has already appeared before the disciplinary hearing and it's still ongoing. We are not in a position to raise, mention the name before the night is on that disciplinary process. The case basically relates to the charges relates to the regular appointment of contractors, authorizing payment of mutated devices, failure to record deviation from the criteria. The investigation found that the payment of 4.7 million has been made without supporting the client. Bill of quantities have excessively inflated and fraudulent claims have been made. We have also discussed criminal matter with the SSDS and investigation as well. Criminal matter against also the contractors. The next matter relates to the security of that point. This relates to the original investigation that was conducted to the SRD in relation to the proposed construction of the security part at Vodafone. The contract was cancelled after it appeared that the area was not suitable for construction. However, a settlement amount was regularly paid to the contractor, which resulted in the overpayment of approximately 33 million. The also report found evidence of conflict of interest between relating to the then director, acting director general, the director general, Mr. Malik, as I mentioned in the name. Evidence found that he was conflicted and that he received payment directly of approximately 1.64 million. Summons have been issued. Yes. After recommendation of the SRU, issued summons for the recovery against the former Director General, Zamalebe, and also the company called Velapanda. It's not the Velapanda that he was. Also, a criminal matter has been opened and registered to the SAPS, and the investigation is still continuing. Responding to the matter, they both filed their intention to defend and they are pending the matter. The evidence has now closed, we are awaiting the court date. There was also an investigation relating to the conflict of interest. It's also a matter that was raised in the agency's report and was investigated by the SRU, where the SRU provided us with a report indicating that only 5 DPW employees have been found to have been business interests outside their government, and also have been doing business with the Department of the Police Commission. 20 of these employees are no longer in the employ of the department, and the SRU has recommended that some officials be disciplined, 4 officials be disciplined. After considering the report, we applied our minds and we advised the DG to issue certain warnings to these employees because the 4 employees, the amounts that were involved in all the representation that was made, so our view that written warnings were appropriate. Just to perspective, we're talking of amount of 3,350 by Mr. Maneta, in the book of the written, Mr. Mkwena, amount of 9,150, Mr. Eli Kumete, 5,853, Ms. Mostert was in a, it was not about doing business, but was able to keep the register activity by disclosing. So due to those amounts and the representation by police, Other investigation in the lake is in relation to the charter and water discharge project. The company has investigated and presented the report, and in that matter, any criminal cases have been opened with the police, and it's more against the risk provider and one official for fraud and corruption. The cases are for the Director of Public Prosecution. The investigation by the SAPS has been completed, now the file has been handed to Public Prosecution to protect you. Then another matter that has been concluded is in relation to a company called Hotson Staff, but it involves, this was a complaint by a whistleblower about the suspicion of a relationship between one of the officials working in the finance department, the state accountant, with the service provider Hotson Staff. The SIU investigated the matter and found that this official had received benefits, the amount of 10,000 and also another 50,000 from the service provider. And they recommend that the criminal charges be the response to the employee. We have written a letter to the state official for her to make a presentation, which she has done. And flowing for those representations, we said that she has a need to investigate further, to just give us clarity before we charge. We charge or decide not to charge. But there's another level of investigation that is still going on by the SIU, where they're investigating the service provider, because they have transpired that there were 76 payments that were done to the service provider. Then they're investigating to check those transactions, check whether those transactions are legal transactions or not. Now, the flowing from other from the report, we have embarked on the SSP recommendation, started civil recovery where it is recommended. In some of the cases, you will find that the claims have described, as you know, in terms of the construction act, you have 3 years to lodge, to claim, or to sue for damage. This is then after 3 years from the day he came away of his in relation to the four border posts, there are civil cases to recover 2.6 million for fraudulent claims from contractors. And there's another list in relation to past age list, where it was 28 years. We recommended that they said that the amount of 54 million be recovered from the landlord. Because when the rental was negotiated with that landlord, it was based on an inflated tenant installation and shortage of furniture. Tenant installation, in terms of the documentation, document stated that it would be 110 million, but only 56 million worth of renovation was done. The amount of 110 million was taken. And through the help of our internal consultants, they measured, investigated, and found that the 56 million of damages needs to be recovered. And as far as this matter is concerned, what through the amendment to the Special Investigation Unit, the Special Internal Act was passed 2 months ago, giving the SRB the power to issue civil actions on behalf of the government department. The minister has requested the SIU has instituted an action to recover damages on behalf of the DW, specifically for matters. That request was sent last month. We are still waiting a response from the SIU whether we can possibly do it ourselves. other part relates to the list of criminal matters that you have prepared and just inform us to where we are. That indicated that the case of fraud and corruption was opened against Mr. Kimamani, and as I recorded, he was arrested and is out again. Another case was opened against Lenzo, which I'm not going to mention the name now, of fraud and corruption. He was also arrested, it's out on bail of 10,000. This other one is essential terms, other names. There's also a case of fraud that is open and included provider for I was that Moana. The case is before the court. The prosecutor has already been appointed. We just are waiting for the court case. There are like four cases of court open against one service provider, Aerodot. There's also criminal cases open against the two officials in relation to the issues. Investigation is going on. I can't mention the names. There's also a case of fraud and corruption that has been taken against Mr. Yakuba Nikia in relation to one list where there was collusion, bribing, fraud and corruption. We are still waiting for the process on the SAP. The case has been taken against Mr. Shabano. Relating to the government of FIFA in here, where there was funding, fraud, corruption. There is a case open against the service provider, Victoria Clothing, for fraud. We are also waiting for the SAPS process to complete. The case of fraud against the 22 surveyors. And the project manager. The name of the company is Lapan and Pass at 22 surveyors. For all in relation to the renovation of the ministerial houses in Victoria. Some officials from the government of the
just to say that
but obviously it's not only very efficient, the numbers of cases are very significant. I think for me the sort of takeaway issue is that the team in this one with assistance from other public sector entities considered 950,000 transactions from 2009 until March 31st of this year, we're at 97%. That's a core group. And from 14,458 were found to be irregular, worth some 2.6 billion. So we're talking about a huge quantity of transactions that had to be looked at, 950,000. And a significant number, 14,458, were deemed to be cases of irregular state. So very technical, but clearly in a number of cases, the strong case is not that gender corruption, fraud, hunting, and so forth. So a group picture. I think that's the takeaway thing. I think perhaps also that what's come across is that we're not just managing, but we are dealing at the criminal case level as well as internal disciplinary level. And then critically, hopefully that's a robust process will help us to improve the policies and processes. Thank you, sir.
All right, DC, thanks very much. I think the presentation was it done. We have very important known that things are going wrong, probably wrong. But I think the important is that the is going to pacify, to give us strength, to take away from generalization, to say, this is what we need to do, and this is how we can do it. I think to me, that's the number. Coming back to us and use myself to all habits. But yeah, let me go to my comrade and see if we have questions for him. Okay. Roy, Dr. Abi.
I think we have to thank the department for this report. It's the first comprehensive report that I recall ever receiving from the Department of Public Works in the 5 years that I've been in service. I mean, the work they do is probably thousands and thousands of cases. It's commendable. It is depressing, I agree with the Deputy Minister. It reminds me a little bit of Rhino culture. The more we do, the more resources we expend, the more activity we have around coping and preventing rhino poaching, the greater the runners. And the department is doing so much activity, yet the irregular expenditure year after year seems to continue. But my question is, are you dealing with the fundamentals? Now, unless you have systems in place to deal with irregular expenditure, and unless you have systems in place to deal with prudence and waste expenditure, then we'll continue to deal with the systems, but the symptoms of the problem, and not dealing with the core problem. Now, in the latest report of the Auditor General that I have, we find that the department did not have an adequate system for identifying and recognizing irregular expenditure. Now, are you putting such a system in place? We also find you did not have an adequate system for identifying and recognizing frequency of waste, for example. So unless you put those systems in place here, then I don't think that you are given the core problem which this department is facing. The second core problem which I want to know if you're dealing with is strengthening your governance structures. You have an ineffectual audit system. The AG finds in this latest report that your internal audit function is not properly resourced. Now, internal audit function is absolutely key to dealing with all of these problems that you've indicated today. Unless those are strengthened and changed, then again this time next year the newspaper committee will be receiving a similar report. And finally, the third thing which is not in place to deal with fundamentals is a risk strategy. And again there the agency finds you do not have such a system in place. But Chair, I think those are three absolutely fundamentals. That if they are not in place, we are not dealing with the four problems, we will continue dealing with the symptoms and the problem will continue. Thanks. I have one or two other technical questions, but that's my main.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think the Deputy Minister mentioned, in fact, that the department has got capacity problems. I might disagree with what the Honourable Roy said here. Is that department? This is a very complex department. The projects all over the country. So I think it's very important for the department to strengthen its capacity, because otherwise the ratepayer or the taxpayers will just have to put the bill for that. The other part of my question, the first is still public. The then acting head of the department, or the DG, received something like 1.246 million. I'd like to have further clarity. Who were the contractors that paid in the 1.246 million? I think it's very important for the public to know. It's not always the public sector that commits fraud, but it's often very much the private sector as well. So I think we should name and shame the particular subcontractor. Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to have clarity on that.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you very much for the presentation. I can understand how much hard work's gone into it, so just to have a emerging from what has gone wrong. Honourable Andrew did touch on my first question, so I won't go into detail since it was about the governance, financial governance. But it was mentioned in the first presentation, the one on fraud corruption, that most of these issues that have been looked at now resulted from whistleblowing. Now, my question is that how would you know when the problem of financial mismanagement has gone away? So in other words, something's gone horribly wrong, people blew whistles on certain specific instances, but obviously whistleblowers only cover certain areas or certain regions. So I'd like to know how you know on a robust basis that your system is actually getting better and you don't have to rely on whistleblowers. And then my second question, half of it was covered. I wanted to ask about the Belice court that was covered, thank you. But also there was, and various other leases was also covered, but there was this issue of financial mismanagement in the upgrades to Kanda. Now, I'd like to know whether there was or is some kind of investigation going on. We were told by the minister when we met with him that there had been some, difficulties in that process. I think the deputy minister also mentioned it sometimes. So I'd like to know whether there is some kind of criminal activity or criminal action being taken or something, whatever it is. And then, just on the second presentation on financial misconduct, I think one of the big things that has been missed here, or is not addressed, and I think that's the big issue for me, is the broader issue of how did this department descend into this mess of financial mismanagement? Now, it's been nearly 20 years, and, we've seen how bad this thing has got. There were political heads, there were accounting officers, why are we silent on that? Because that's the broader systemic problem. And then ultimately, I want to just make reference to page number 10 on the DPW department's analysis of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. There are two references to SIU in the middle of that table. Procurement outside ministerial handbook, interest by transactions, R8,000. And then purchase outside the ministerial handbook, R136,000. I'd like to know what that was. Thank you.
Thank you, something about step project for a process. But I would like to put another light at it to find out what is the present status now, because when the report was made was said that it was found that the place where it was situated was not ideal. But now what is actually happening is that the water post finally closed down or has a better place found. Or is it the cost involved, what does it look like to amount to? That's the $3 million. Let alone what the internal energy is, 1.6 million or 2.6 million. And finally, what does the energy intend to do? Because it looks like the goods that lays the golden eggs in terms of corruption from officials of the department, mainly around the upgrades and renovations of official residences. how does the partner hope to turn this whole thing? Because most of the time, that particular house, that particular residence, all and all, like,
they don't come.
I, with your permission, Chair, will share some of the other questions that I obtained with my colleague, she was told what is fundamentally required is to get the right skills.
and the right structures in place in order to eliminate those issues. By increasing our professional services, for example, and the project management capabilities in the department, in order to ensure, and also ensuring that they are utilized in some of the issues proactively rather than reactively. When you ask them to evaluate why a tender was present, why they would have made a comment or understand, it's better to actually deal with it at the point where you are preparing the business of project and have a sense of what the market value is. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to afford something once in 10, when in fact it should be ranging around 54, 56 million. And those are the kinds of things we're dealing with project. Chair, I bring the issue around the project that is being investigated almost by the public protector at this stage. Maybe the commission what to do around that issue. Chair, I think there have been expressions by both in the media and in government. But the fact that we probably found ourselves in a situation where we are because of unfortunate processes that have changed which can, if truthful, can disturb from following through on issues that the sooner our minister tends to jump the issue, he or she gone from the department. We hope that going forward, like most of the factors of the department, I think even the newspapers are looking at that the long as the minister, deputy minister, TG have remained in the department, the more, the better the chance of that department going the right way with regard to its governance and performance issues. And I think that is one of the things that has unfortunately been conflicting factors in the deterioration we have experienced in the department. I think therefore we deal with the issue of that item, which is for that the handbook in the area of inspection. And I will ask Mr. Mashiro to deal with the issue of two parties to a FIUND, working to the other party, sort of eliminate one of the parties.
I think the question that I've put in relation to this two-part gap, these reports are big, huge reports that are detailed. However, the 1.264 million was only the contractor, was the main contractor and subcontractors. The investigation found that Mr. Malelo was paid this amount through some close corporation that he owned and one subcontractor, the Whitehead, was one of the owners of the subcontractor. It's a network of where they do have their finances. So the investigation revealed the flow of money. After the settlement was paid, the money will be paid to the main contractor, the main contractor will be paying the subcontractor, and then we found the subcontractor, the wife, involved in the subcontractor, and then the money from the subcontractor will go into the gentleman's account. That's what the investigation was. That's where we based our issues of corruption on. The other question was in relation to what was written. The project was meant to, it was about building of residential area for the employees who would be working at the Vodafone. So before construction was done, they established that they were seen to hold, and the study was done, and they feel that the area is not suitable for this. So obviously the project will be abandoned and that is the position.
Thank you, Chair and honourable members. I will just respond to the question on the procurement of salable material. These are various items that are purchased within the prestige area, which are not discussed, which are not the responsibility of the department to purchase. And this includes things like TVs and DVDs. And only because of the overzealousness of our officials, as we have actually indicated through Mr. Masilo, that the bulk of these, all of them, with respect to the 98,000, have been subjected to the SIU investigations to hold find out the responsible officials and whatever the consequence will be as a result of them having stepped outside of the authority that the Zulu have to provide for. The last one on the slide 10, which relates to the also similar matter, this is a very recent one from a discovery by the audit, and this also you're going to take it through the process of internal process from a disciplinary procedure point of view. So yes, we are aware of this, and the fact that it's just because of the officials having applied their minds appropriately to indicate what was allowed, which is something we still have to purchase. What we can say and report is that these assets that have been procured or purchased outside of the handbooks of provisions have been actually taken on as part of the assets of the department, so the department is not lost anything. They are probably barcoded and they are on the aspirin itself. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just want to follow up on the point. The assets that were put outside the provision of the Sierra Land Book, they are now assets of the department. The utilized or the utilized?
Yes, those assets are in the
was generally a policy question. The whole was
Correct.
That you'll be talking more to practice that. That clearly laid out down policy and things, different parameters.
Correct. I think I was trying to put that exact that point to check. So that is what we are currently working on. In each of the sections that we are developing, this is trying to for them, if that is what we are so we can avoid this.
I'd like to thank the DG for the end that supposed to be. I'm going to disappoint members of the committee because I'm not going to say anything that they're not well aware of, but let me repeat the issues. I mean, first of all, we are aware and we have made public the fact that the bond public works at $250 million on $206 million on the refurbishment extension and so forth of profit. We have said very clearly that there's been a clear case of non-compliance with the supply chain processes, and specifically this matter was not cross-budget performance. That's the critical area of non-compliance. Members are well aware, some are not happy, but we have tabled to the Speaker, to Parliament, our report as the public works. And the way it's serving the full joint standing committee on intelligence. Members will also be well aware that the public protector has been investigating this matter, just to reaffirm once more that we have been cooperating actively with the public protector in her investigation into this particular matter. And we look forward to her report. The report has been forthcoming and been passed for a while now. Any delays on that front should be answered. It's a comprehensive matter, no doubt. We are not delaying the publication of that report. And then also finally, to that we've handed the matter to the Auditor General, also to conduct a full audit from the agency. So I'm not saying anything, but I don't think it's a really public knowledge. I've just reaffirmed this position. If I could just briefly touch also on the ministerial handbook. The Honourable Member DC is wrong to suggest that this is the main area in which the irregular stature and the possibility of thought corruption. It's the one that gets into the newspapers for the obvious reason, and often then serves to encourage people that or judgment of matter who might be the beneficiary. As my colleague said, the evidence before us suggests this has been due to what is being politely called an overzealousness of officials in the Department of Public Works. I think behind it, I can speak from personal experience, this overzealousness may well have to do with other things, that there are kickbacks perhaps involved in oversupplying ministerial houses and so forth. I've not been oversupplied, but I've had to stop. To renew carpets and curtains that were 2 years old or whatever. So there's an overzealousness, I think, after that. And one's not sure whether it's concerned for the comfort of the recipients or whether there are other stories. I think it's an area. And really just to make the point that wherever there are transactions, and it's not just around the ministerial handle, wherever there are transactions, there's the danger of corruption. More than the danger in the case of the Department of Public Works, for that. The big areas, the big red light areas of danger are the leases and the big constructions. I mean, those are the areas that are not so much ministerial handbook. But it goes down even to, we picked up a case where we were hiring glasses for the presidential case, I think this has also been said publicly. We were hiring glasses for a case for the presidential guest house in Pretoria. At 200 rand glass. Okay, and then at the end of the day, we don't own the glass, it goes back to it. So, across the button, hopefully that was the case of just that, wasn't it for us as an outside, it's just that the way in which the contract was handled was unprofessional and insufficiently diligent. I don't think you particularly that it was necessarily corruption. But what I'm saying is, the meager attention for the understandable reasons is often on the ministerial handbook. And slippages on that front, they also need to Harris, the Minister or Deputy Chancellor, and they really underline that what they do try to make a question is that Regina Clement is looking at the material and the material and it will certainly help us as the department works. So that and you know, so that the officials are not in a grey area where things are made. We're just helping us to ensure that it's not a problem. It's a really important thing to recognize that it's happened up in the area.
So this is a rather important thing to spend the plans after not only 10 or 10 years, 20 years, 60 years, 40 years, 50 years. Just trying to say it was not invented 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Okay. And then I'll come back to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. As Chair, listening at the presentation, I would like to start with the by appreciating the progress that really has been made by the department in general education around listening at the presentation. I think it, you know, you get the picture that the department is just a laser way department. Everyone was doing what he likes, you know, without following proper procedures, because really quality, lack of capacity can be there, but you know, most of the issues here is just ignorance, because I want to benefit from living, so I have to just take the evidence and put it down and do as I will get the benefit out of all what I'm doing. But I think looking at the figures, you know, of the regular and usual expenditure within the department, compared it with what is happening also in the PEMG, I think a lot needs to be done there. We can't afford the situation whereby billions and billions, you know, are being used or are being misappropriated. But Chairperson, I think the steps that have been taken by the DG, the Minister, and also the Deputy Minister in taking a tough stand to fight corruption and fraud in this department, mostly appreciate it, because when listening at the presentation, then you ask yourself, by then, when was the DG? When was the CFO? When all these things were happening? Not the current one, because, you know, these reports are dated from 2009 to date. When was the auditor committee? And also lastly, you ask yourself, where was the national treasure? Because departments are expected to provide monthly reports in year monitoring reports. Why was this, why all these things were not detected on time? But I think what is, according to my own analysis, here there was a lack of compliance. You know, we can develop millions and millions of policies, but if people don't comply to those policies, it will just be a waste of time. Because for the PFSA, which is clear, it was enacted in 1999. Yes, up to now, can you say that as a person who doesn't understand the PFMA? You know, because the issue of irregular expenditure, wasteful expenditure, you know, process expenditure is there. So there was a lack of compliance, lack of monitoring, and also there was a delay in dealing with issues, you know, at hand. But what I wanted to check, because there are lots of interest here in the document. Have all the officials signed the declaration where they are disclosing their interest? Because, you know, looking at all these amounts here, officials have got interest, you know, they've got witnesses, they own witnesses through the department and whatever. Have they all signed? If not, why not? What is it that the department is going to do to make sure that all the officials sign declaration of interest?
All right. I think the point has been made, and I think it does need to be stated, that the reports that were given are quite unfortunate, that's it. Giving up a sense of the depth of the problem, challenges, and we should, going past several of the issues, you know, to continue as today. This is where are we now? But I think the issue that the CCE raised, the issue that we have been raising as a committee around stability of leadership, I think it is absolutely indispensable to have stability. But of course, also be honest. They have a stable but honest leadership that affects the systems of and just thinking of continuation next year, I don't know who the new institutions are talking with and what impact that might have on the running of the department. So point of view, I think that has become an area that, you know, that can be important. And I think we have also noted that part of the challenge is the region. So we shall recall when we were in the we went downstairs to get to finances. We found that everything was in order and officials were able to explain to us, but just not get offended, and that's what we encourage. And I think the GDG is responsible for overseeing the region. And for me, that's the key challenge, more strategic than the GDG. Because as long as you don't get the region in order, we're not going to get it right. We still have an interest of visiting some operations with the Parliament. We have that interest. We also believe that our oversight business also assists the officials to impress on the junior officials that some of these severe things that must be done have no relation to the ego of the junior officials. That is what the law expects of them, and that is what we as Parliament also. But what can you say? I think the figures are quite stark.
complies with supply management processes. For me, that is the heartbeat of it all. And it therefore means our ability at internal control level to detect, to prevent the kind of transactions will be key to seeing us move forward. Because irregular expenditure, especially face the policies and procedures that are all over everything. A policy that unfollowed and we don't seem to have the capacity to ensure that the adherence to this policy and procedure, then we're not anywhere. And I think we don't buy into the was value for money, because they are saying rules and procedure are not necessary as long as there is value for money. And it cannot be. They're not there for decoration. They are there to be attention. So, that make for democracy ready, unfortunately. But I suppose that's what we need to go through. And in terms of SIU reports, when you realize that unfortunately the officials who are at levels of responsibility, in previous reports from other departments have also indicated that in instances where officials have special power, they are more likely to follow more likely to allow them to certainly people don't do these things for nothing. They are not, they are just not so
I haven't had an answer to my question about what the people pay 36,000 rand for. Thank you.
To agree with the issue that the chairperson of the Harbour Friendly Committee raised about middlemen and women, they somehow is a problem, and something that we'd certainly look at. So there may not be, you know, great expenditure or whatever, but often the cost to government of working to assist in that problem was the servicing of the prestige house sugar instead of being directly with the department, providing the service directly with the department to our own workshops, we'd be subcontracting the functioning to an entity which then further subcontracted to that. So we're trying to see that. You've summarized well, and thank you for that. And just to say that I think the stability of these what you were talking about is easy level. Which is very important. We I think we've had something like 8 or 9 EDs or acting EDs in the second 6 years. Some have gone and needed to go for the reasons that you applied. But I mean, with that level of turnover, it's just a huge gap. I think the one really looks forward to stability at least at the level of the senior managers. So going beyond the education. So thank you very much, and thanks for the mentorship. To do that for teams moving from a disclaimer shouldn't really be forced to separation, but in our case, it was some kind of progress. So thank you.
All right, comrades, thank you very much.
There was just one question, so thank you, Mr. Kuhn, on the disclosure. That was asked.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Or all cinemas. This is like the one to go to our submitting our attention. The discussion by the minister was the next step of foundation of project, which is the function which that's done by the PSC and all that. So I think they're working on the legislation.
Right, comrades, obviously next week we're not here, so we'll wait to see.